There are three components to the law of least effort. Three things you can do to put this principle of do less and accomplish more into action. The first component is acceptance. Acceptance simply means that you make a commitment. Today, I will accept people, situations, circumstances, and events as they occur. This means I will know that this moment is as it should be, because the whole universe is as it should be. This moment, the one you're experiencing right now, is the culmination of all the moments you have experienced in the past. And this moment is as it is because the entire universe is as it is. When you struggle against this moment, you're actually struggling against the entire universe. Instead, you can make the decision that today you will not struggle against the whole universe by struggling against this moment. This means that your acceptance of this moment is total and complete. You accept things as they are, not as you wish they were in this moment. Having accepted things as they are, you then take responsibility for your situation and for all the events you see as problems. This is the second component of the law of least effort, responsibility. What does responsibility mean? Responsibility means not blaming anyone or anything for your situation. Having accepted this circumstance, this event, this problem, responsibility then means the ability to have a creative response to the situation as it is now. All problems contain the seeds of opportunity, and this awareness allows you to take the moment and transform it to a better situation or thing. The third component of the law of least effort is defenselessness, which means that your awareness is established in defenselessness, and you relinquish the need to convince or persuade others of your point of view. If you observe people around you, you'll see that they spend 99.9% of their time defending their point of view. If you just relinquish the need to defend your point of view, in that relinquishment, you will have access to enormous amounts of energy that has been previously wasted. When you become defensive, blame others, and do not accept and surrender to the moment, then your life meets resistance. Anytime you encounter resistance, recognize that if you force the situation, the resistance will only increase. You don't want to stand rigid like a tall oak that cracks and collapses in the storm. Instead, you want to be flexible. You want to be like a reed that bends with the storm and survives. When you have the exquisite combination of acceptance, responsibility, and defenselessness, you will experience life flowing with effortless ease. Commit to follow the path of no resistance, which is the path through which nature's intelligence unfolds spontaneously, without friction or effort. Remain open to all points of view, not rigidly attached to only one. If you do this, your dreams and desires will flow with nature's desires. Then you can release your intentions without attachment and just wait for the appropriate season for your desires to blossom into reality. You can be sure that when the season is right, your desires will manifest. This, then, is the principle of least effort.
Applying the law of least effort.
I will put the law of least effort into effect by making a commitment to take the following steps. 1. I will practice acceptance. Today, I will accept people, situations, circumstances, and events as they occur. I will know that this moment is as it should be, because the whole universe is as it should be. I will not struggle against the whole universe by struggling against this moment. My acceptance is total and complete. I accept things as they are, this moment, not as I wish they were. 2. Having accepted things as they are, I will take responsibility for my situation and for all those events I see as problems. I know that taking responsibility means not blaming anyone or anything for my situation, and this includes myself. I also know that every problem is an opportunity in disguise. And this alertness to opportunities allows me to take this moment and transform it into a greater benefit. 3. Today my awareness will remain established in defenselessness. I will relinquish the need to defend my point of view. I will feel no need to convince or persuade others to accept my point of view. I will remain open to all points of view and not be rigidly attached to any one of them.